From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudet. More Idaho Matters right now. City of Good is a Boise-based nonprofit, and it works to build a sustainable food system by supporting local food producers, as well as making sure there is equitable access to local food for everyone in our community. Well, City of Good has now opened a restaurant. So joining us today to talk more about this is Britt Udison, Executive Director of City of Good. Britt, so nice to have you back on the program.
Thanks, Gemma. I'm so happy to talk with you.
So, Britt, before we get started, for folks who may not be familiar with City of Good, can you kind of quickly give us your background story and how you got started?
Of course. So we were founded in March of 2020 as the shutdown was looming and affecting a lot of us here in Boise and across the country. And our founders wanted to ensure that local restaurant workers and food producers continued to have a thriving business and steady income. And they wanted to ensure that all of our neighbors had access to nutritious, delicious food. And so our first program was what we called a weekend fuel kit. We paid local restaurants using local product to put together a package of six meals, and we delivered them to Boise School District kids throughout the community. And then we've expanded since then. We still provide weekend fuel kits for kids living as guests of Interfaith, also for seniors, for those who are medically fragile. And then we also deliver fresh local produce to pantries throughout the community. So our programs have not diminished since the initial founding, but they have in fact really expanded and grown in partnership with a lot of other nonprofits and food producers here in Boise.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so where did this idea come from to expand into a whole nother sector, which is, let's open a restaurant?
Yeah, no, a lot of people have asked me if I was crazy, and maybe a little, because a restaurant business is not for the faint of heart. But the magic of what we are doing right now is that, yes, we have opened a restaurant and there is the potential for earned revenue that will support the rest of our programs. But more importantly, it's doing two things that are essential to what we are and what we do, which is, one, we're supporting local food producers. So it's an almost entirely local menu. And mm-hmm. we now have our own commercial kitchen, which will allow us to more easily and more quickly process and prepare food for neighbors. So soon we will be producing ready-to-eat meals for seniors and community members. We will also be able to process and store fresh produce. So when we're collecting during harvest season and there's more than we can handle, we can chop, freeze dry, and store it for later distribution or later use in ready-to-eat meals. So it's really a twofer in this space. Mm-hmm. And it also is an exciting partnership for us to work with Duck Club, because our new home is in the Shrine Social Club. So if you go to a concert, you can get a great ready-to-eat or great locally sourced meal, but we are open six nights a week. So we are in it, really, really in it every day now.
Oh, okay. So I have to admit that when I saw where your location is, I was like, the Shrine Social Club? Like, where is this? What? And look, maybe I'm a little bit older than the average person that would be going to a concert nowadays. So for those of us who've actually been in Boise a really long time, we're going to recognize where this is. We may Yep. just not know it by its new name.
Absolutely. And I think what's really fun for me is, as we've been revamping and revising the space to make it work for us, every person that's come in, whether it's the electrician or the dishwasher person, they're like, oh my gosh, I used to come here for X, Y, and Z. There is a history to this place that's really exciting Yeah. to be a part of. So it's the former El Cora Shrine. And we're at the corner of 12th and Idaho. It's a fun, weird old building that I believe was built in 1910. And Tree Fort has been having events there for many years and recently took over. So it's now a full-time music venue and a full-time bar. So six nights a week we're open. We're in the basement, which used to be called the Oasis. And it is a classic old school bar with the wood paneling and the great neon lights. And we're there alongside Duck Club every day.
Okay, so let's quickly talk about the menu then. The counter is as the restaurant Yep. is called. And you were saying, a lot of local food. So does the menu change a lot based on the season, but are you still kind of doing the same product? Like, for example, is it things like, well, we're always going to have like a burger on the menu, but Yep. it might change on what's on it based on seasonality?
You've got it. So we are serving, and I should mention, it's an all ages venue. And part of the reason that we're there is we want to ensure that families can come. We've got cotton candy, which we thought would be for kids, but it really isn't. So we will always have a locally sourced smash burger with cheese and grilled onions. We will always have French fries. I think our veggies will change seasonally. Our salads will change seasonally. But we'll always have a pretty consistent, delicious, simple, affordable bar menu. And we will also be doing catering for events there. And that will be an entirely seasonal menu that our chef works to create in partnership with our guests and patrons. But if you want to, I have to admit, I'm a vegetarian, so I can't speak to it myself, but I've heard we make one of the best burgers in town.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you this. You just mentioned hamburgers and cotton candy. I'm not going to be able to keep my husband and kids away. So the moment I mention this, I'm sure they're going to want to go. And there are no vegetarians in this house. So,
good. Well, we've got plenty for you.
I'll report back to you. I'll report back
awesome.
And let you know. So again, though, is it it's 6 nights a week. So dinner, I would assume dinner right now. And then, you know, maybe you'll decide to expand at a later date.
You know, we want to be... I'm saying this laughing because we've moved so quickly in our growth and expansion and just keep taking things on. But we want to get our feet under us as a regular dinner restaurant. So we're open 5 to 11, Tuesday through Sunday. But we're catering an event this Saturday morning. It's Lectures for Lushes. And we'll have a breakfast menu available for that event if people want to come by. And we do hope to sometime be open for brunch and events more often during the day. But right now it's 5 to 11, a classic, delicious bar menu.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us today, Britt, and talking about this new restaurant. We've been talking with Britt Udison. She is the executive director of City of Good, talking about their new restaurant, The Counter, in downtown Boise. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudet. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.